I was looking at this Reddit thread where it was like, hey, do you have a job that requires a high tolerance for being yelled at? And I thought, and I thought it was kind of interesting because, you know, this job, I mean, we don't get yelled at a whole lot with this job. With the potential for us to be yelled at is great.
By listeners who are unhappy?
Yeah, sure. Sure. If we say something that they disagree with or, you know, but we're not necessarily that type of show, but I could see how, you know, this could be a gig or a profession where, you know, you'd need a high tolerance for, you know, people yelling at you. But some of the responses, I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, I get that. Like customer service reps, like holy cow.
Oh yeah. They do have to handle the unhappy customers.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time. Yeah. It's the, if you work at a call center or whatever and you got to deal with irate customers pretty much on the reg, like that is that, like, what do you do to decompress after that?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I'm going to throw up. I don't know if realtors make the list, but man, my husband tells me when he's just, you know, he's calling expired listings just to say, hey, do you still want to get the property sold? That kind of thing. The amount of people that go into instant rage because someone has called them about their property.
Yeah.
It always shocks me where people can't come up with the whole, oh, you know, we're not going to sell right now, but thanks so much for calling. Like, that's all you have to say.
That's all you got to say. But right, right.
There are so many people who go instantly to, where do you live? I will find your family and kill them. I mean, it's just.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
It escalates quickly.
It's insane.
Lose this number.
The instant rage people are capable of from a phone call.
Yeah. No, well, that probably is on the list somewhere. Teachers, another one. Yelled at by kids and parents.
Oh, yeah.
Referees.
Of course. Of course.
Listen, I was a referee 1 year.
In what sport?
Baseball.
Okay. You were an ump.
I was an ump. I was calling balls and strikes. And then since it was like a pony league sort of game or season. I was the only ump. Like, there was no one else. So after there was a hit, I'd have to kind of go run and call safe or out at the bases. Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you, single call I did, whether it was a ball, whether it was a strike, whether they were safe, whether they were out, I was yelled at.
Oh, my goodness.
By the coaches. By the parents.
Oh,
I mean, it was insane. I was like.
How old were you?
I was like 15.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in high school.
Come on now.
I was 15. I was umpiring for this pony league. And I'm like, ball. What?
Come on now.
That's crazy.
That's
strike.
No.
He's out.
You were a child. You were a bona fide child. People couldn't stop themselves and be like, at least someone say, honey, he's 15.
Listen, I'm telling you, Kelly, I was like, wow.
I'm a sports parent, so I get the yelling at the refs thing, but most of our refs are like old.
They're adults. They can handle it.
Exactly.
And it's not my fault that they can't see the play.
Are you still suffering trauma from that? It sounds like you're a little bit.
No, I wouldn't have turned into the person I am had I not gotten yelled at incessantly that one season.
All right, great.
See,
look at that.
You
turned, that's really healthy.
High tolerance for being yelled at. Pharmacists were another one that I was like, oh,
really?
I wasn't expecting to see pharmacists.
I've never witnessed that.
Neither have I, but it's health related and healthcare workers also made the list, but they end up being kind of the middleman for insurance stuff.
Oh.
So it's that. It's like, well, you know, insurance isn't going to cover this.
Yeah.
Or this, it costs this much because your insurance is only going to pay this much. And then that sends people into, you know.
I get that. And if it's a vital medication that they absolutely need, that can be super stressful.
Sure. For sure. Yeah. Healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, vets, emotions obviously run high in crisis and all that stuff, especially when it's like medical related and all that stuff. Social workers make the list, but man, I'm just looking. And then line cooks. And I'm like, line cooks? Okay.
Line cooks.
But Kelly, I don't know if you've ever watched The Bear.
Well, yes.
Yeah. But The Bear, I mean, watch any episode of The Bear and you'll get why.
Yes.
I mean,
that is a high stress situation. I developed anxiety watching it.
Yeah. And look, I didn't even work in a restaurant. I worked in a deli and stress was high.
I worked at Little Caesars. We ate mistakes.
Was stress high at Little Caesars?
No, it was not. We had a 21-year-old manager. I was in high school.
Right. Right. I know. And I think
pretty chill.
I think back to everybody. It was just a bunch of young kids running this place.
Yeah.
You know, in their 20s. And maybe the oldest person, Gramps, was maybe 30, you know? I mean, it's
Gramps
like,
was 30?
Yeah, exactly. So it was high tolerance for being yelled at. Another one, gate agents for airlines.
Oh,
travelers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. That is a high stress situation.
Well, and you know, I witness this, like, whenever I fly, I witness this. And I just sit there and think, okay. Wow. All right. You know, and like, if I have a question or if I have an issue, I have to think to myself, okay, these people are getting reamed day in and day out by travelers who are angry. I need to make sure that I think with a level head, you know, about this.
I have a nice tone of voice.
Right. Right. Exactly.
My question is not aggressive.
Right.
I don't get upset with the answer.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, anyways, I just thought that was an interesting Reddit thread. But yeah, high stress for vets, customer service reps, referees. I'm still triggered by years later.
Well, I would be too. You're 15.
Yeah.
The only ump getting yelled at by all the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Bless your heart. If I was your mom, I'd be coming to every single game and be standing up and saying, listen, stop yelling at my son. He's 15. He's the only one volunteering to do this. You didn't get paid, did you? It was volunteer?
No, I got paid.
Oh, okay. He's not getting paid that much.
No, I wasn't getting paid much. I mean, it was maybe like $25 a game or something like that.
Oh,
but,
wow.
But yeah, that was my.
I would not handle that well as a mama bear of my kid if that was like one of his first jobs.
I never told my mom.
Oh,
I mean, I had the job. She knew I did this. She never went to any of the games.
You didn't tell her.
I never told her
how much you got yelled at.
No, I never
did.
Just
to de-stress and get it off your chest.
Nope, just kept it in, bottled it in, Kelly.
Oh, that explains a lot too.
Whenever that little jar inside my body gets full, I just push it down.
I'll just say, is this Umpire Ben? This is Umpire Ben.
This is Umpire Ben coming out.
This is repressed Umpire Ben.
Right, right. All those years.
Dealing with his feelings.
All right.